Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Right now, I need you to smash the follow button so you don't miss out on any of our awesome stories. Today's story comes to us from Avery and Jude. Hey guys, they sent me an awesome idea for a story and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com. Send me your idea and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for an terrifying coffee-stealing monster? Me too. Let's go! It was a beautiful Saturday morning, and Avery and Jude had just woken up. Hey, good morning, Jude, said Avery.
Hey, good morning. What do you want to do today?
Well, I was thinking we could go to the park and play with all the other kids. How does that sound? Said Avery.
I'm totally up for that.
All right, let's go get some breakfast, said Jude. They changed out of their pajamas and ran downstairs. One of the reasons they loved Saturdays so much is because their parents would make them a very special Saturday morning breakfast. Eggs and bacon and waffles and... Oh, they always loved Saturday morning breakfast. As they raced over to the kitchen, Mom! Dad, where are you? They shouted. It looked like no one had even stepped foot in the kitchen yet. This is very strange.
What was that sound? Shouted Avery.
Holy smokes, that sounded like a zombie, said Jude, as he poked his head around the cabinet and looked on the floor.
Mom! Dad!
Oh no! Somehow our parents have turned into zombies! What would do such a thing?
We need more coffee, said their parents.
Oh no! Overnight, someone had stolen all the coffee. And did you know some parents, they really need coffee in the morning? Well, it looks like Avery and Jude's parents didn't get their morning coffee, and now they've turned into coffee zombies.
Avery and Jude looked right at each other. They couldn't believe what they were seeing. That's pretty funny. Yeah, I like my morning coffee, and sometimes in the morning if I don't get my coffee, it makes me really a little grouchy and kind of like a zombie. I think there's some other parents out there that are like me.
Oh no, we've got to get some coffee for our parents, or else they might never truly wake up.
They looked all over the kitchen, but all the coffee was gone.
Wait, Avery, look at this, said Jude.
He had found a trail of coffee grounds that led on the ground all the way out the back door.
Come on, Jude, we got to follow that trail. Maybe we can find the coffee. Let's go.
Avery and Jude put on their shoes and ran outside. They had to find where all that coffee had gone.
Wait a second, said Jude. Coffee doesn't just run off by itself. Do you think someone or some creature might have taken it?
I think that's exactly what happened, said Avery. They grabbed their binoculars and started to survey the backyard.
All right, you look high and I'll look low, said Avery.
Avery kept her eyes up in the branches and the trees looking for any clues. Jude was scanning the ground, looking for any movement.
I don't see anything down here, said Jude.
I don't even see any coffee trail.
Do you see anything up in the trees?
Avery had locked in on some movement up in the tree.
Yeah, look at that. There's two squirrels zooming around that tree. It looks like they're playing tag.
Oh yeah, I see it, said Jude. Have you ever seen squirrels race around and play tag with each other?
Yeah, squirrels have a lot of energy, and these squirrels had a lot of extra energy.
Avery had an idea.
Wait a second. Those squirrels seem to be running faster and crazier than normal. Doesn't coffee give you, like, extra energy?
She said.
Yes, it has caffeine in it, said Jude.
That's why we can't have any. It's only for grown-ups.
But those squirrels, they look very suspicious. It looks like they might have been sneaking coffee. Let's follow them.
Avery and Jude had to run as fast as they could to keep up with those crazy squirrels as they were jumping from tree to tree to tree. In Avery and Jude's backyard, they had a pretty big forest, and those two squirrels had a lot of trees to jump on.
Avery, I can't go much further, said Jude as he was trying to run and chase those squirrels.
Jude, we can't give up. Come on, we gotta follow the squirrels. Pretty soon, Avery and Jude had cornered those squirrels onto a tree.
Hey, Mr. Squirrels, did you guys steal our coffee? Said Jude.
Rattle! Coffee. No, I've never heard of coffee, but I did doing something amazing this morning. It's giving me so much.
Jude, we gotta follow him. Hurry! Avery and Jude chased down those squirrels who raced back to their home. Those two squirrels lived high up in a tree, and sure enough, they could see their parents' coffee bag up in that squirrel nest.
Avery, look, I could see it, said Jude.
Avery grabbed her binoculars and zeroed in on that squirrel nest. Yep, I see it.
We gotta find a way to get up there.
All right, I'll go get some rope. Jude ran back towards the garage to get some rope. Maybe that would be helpful in climbing a tree. He got back and threw a rope over the branch and tied it on and, all right, I'm gonna start climbing. Avery, you hold the bottom of the rope.
All right, I got it, said Avery.
Jude pulled himself up the tree using the rope and started climbing higher and higher. He reached up towards the squirrel nest and there it was, the coffee bag. He grabbed the bag and pulled it down and started to climb back down the tree.
Hello, that's ours! Come back here!
The squirrels had seen them. They started running and jumping from tree to tree, chasing down Jude and Avery.
Run, Avery!
Jude hopped down from the tree and they both took off running for their house.
We gotta make it back before the squirrels get us! Hurry!
Avery and Jude were zooming through the forest and they finally made it back to their house. The two squirrels were right behind him, and as they closed the glass door, the two squirrels went splat! Right into the glass door.
Oh, dear. That did not feel good, said the squirrels.
Avery and Jude returned the coffee and put it in the coffee maker, and their parents stopped being coffee zombies.
Oh, Mom and Dad, it's so good to have you back.
Wow, Avery and Jude, how did you do that? Did you say a squirrel took our coffee?
Yeah, I think so. Well, it somehow ended up in a squirrel's nest, said Jude.
But don't worry, we got the coffee back, and now,
can we please have our Saturday morning special breakfast? I'm so hungry.
Oh, absolutely. You guys deserved it.
Wow, Avery and Jude.
Great job hunting down your parents' coffee. Coffee can be a pretty important thing for grown-ups in the morning. And you'd never want a squirrel to have coffee because then they go extra, extra crazy with energy. Well, that is the end of today's story, but just the beginning of a pretty crazy Saturday morning for our friends Avery and Jude. The end.
Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say to Cooper and Sebastian from Calgary, Carol from Romania, Annalie and Remy from Indiana, Eleanor from Tacoma, Washington, Jet from Alabama, Carolyn and Colton from Canton, Ohio, Milo from San Bruno, and Eloise from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day. I'll see you next time. Bye.